Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. For I remember Calvary. Oh, I delight in His command. Love will be led by His dear hand. His divine will is sweet to me, hallowed by blood-stained Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary. Onward I go, nor doubt nor fear, happy with Christ my Savior near. Trusting someday that I shall see Jesus my friend of Calvary. Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is a truest friend to me, for I remember Calvary.
Amen. We'll sing once more, one more, just before the pastor comes. Number 85 in the Redemptions. Here's love fast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood, when the Prince of Life, my ransom, shed for me His precious blood. Amen.
Here is love, fast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, my ransom, shed for me His precious blood. Who His love will not remember? Who can see to sing His praise? He shall never be forgotten throughout hell, everlasting day. On the mount of crucifixion, fountains all bend deep and wide, through the flood gates of God's mercy flowed a fast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty river, poured Himself sent from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed the guilty world in love. Let me all Thy love accepting, love Thee for all my days. Let me seek Thy kingdom only, and my life be to Thy praise. Thou alone shalt be my glory, nothing in the world I see. Thou hast cleansed and sanctified me, Thou Thyself hast set me free. In Thy truth Thou dost direct me, by Thy Spirit read through Thy word. And Thy grace my need is meeting, as I trust in Thee, my Lord. All Thy fullness Thou art pouring in Thy love and power in me, without measure, full and boundless, as I yield myself to Thee.
Amen. Pastor Tommy.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless Brother Mark. The Lord bless each one this evening. Praise the Lord. You know, from a father went on to be with the Lord, I don't think I've ever had a dream about my dad. You know, you could dream about somebody that's went on. But I had a powerful dream about Rock time back. But last night, I dreamed, and my dad and Rock were both in the dream. And they were sitting in two chairs, big fancy looking chairs. I can't really understand the dream. I'm not saying it's a dream from the Lord or anything. And I don't know why I dreamed it. But I couldn't get over it because I looked at my dad and looked at Rock. And Rock, he just looked like my dad. He had the hair like my dad and a beard like my dad. And they were looked proven young, but they had the beards. And the dad used to have the hair well back. And it was brave length back, the way he used to brush it back. And Rock's hair was identical. And I thought to myself, goodness, he's like my dad. He looks like my dad. And there was somebody sick. And I was telling my dad about them. And he turned around and he said to me, pray for them. Said, haven't you prayed for them before? Haven't we prayed for them before? Hasn't the Lord healed people before? Pray for them. And the Lord will heal them. And then I woke up. So I don't know what to take from it, but God's maybe just reminding us. We need to pray when somebody's sick. No matter what the sickness is, we need to pray. God can answer it. Amen. Thank God, God can answer prayer. There was quite a few people came in Brother Hard's church for prayer, and I prayed for Hard and that God will touch him and strengthen him. And Hard sends his greetings and he wants to come here. He says he would love to come back over here again. And Sister June sends her greetings as well to each one here in Northern Ireland. I want to read, just remain seated tonight, just read again Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God at some dry times and divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Some translations say in his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom all also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just bow again before you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, tonight we can bow before you. We thank you, Lord, that we're reminded that we're to keep praying and you'll answer. And Lord, you said, whatsoever we ask in your name, we can have it and you'll do it. And Lord, we're asking in your name tonight, the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll move in our hearts and lives afresh and in this service afresh, moving your people afresh. Let the Holy Ghost come over us tonight and let the oil of God come upon each one of us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, and bless and strengthen your people. And have your way in this service. Bless Brother Hard. Bless Sister June. I pray you'll give Hard strength and Sister June strength to continue to go on. And Lord, in his body, strength, Lord, from you in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, I pray again for all of our loved ones represented in this house. Sons and daughters, husbands and wives, aunts and uncles. I pray for every one of them that you'll save them and move in them. And that your blood will go out on them. And we claim them tonight. And we rebuke the devil tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I take the Holy Ghost right now. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I pray that every spirit will be subject tonight to the Holy Spirit. For those perhaps listening into the service, will you bless them? Will you strengthen them? Will you meet their needs, Lord? Will you touch those that need your touch? Save the lost and heal the sick, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why? On the morning of Daniel's wedding, this two, the best men came to the house where we were staying. We stayed up near for they were having the wedding. It was a lovely spot. Daniel's father-in-law and mother-in-law got the house and everything for us, gave us a vehicle. They did everything. really, really good to us. And I don't know how it came about, but I could share my testimony with the two fellas on the morning before the wedding. And they really were interested to listen. And then Geordie's wee tracks were left up there in just about every room in the house. They were left in Bethlehem Hotel. They were left in Hamilton Hotel. And just anywhere we went, they were left. And may the Lord just get them into the right hands of somebody. And that's the seed then goes out, praise God. The whole Old Testament revelation here is summed up, comes to the final when Christ comes and God says here in the verse 1, in some dry times he spake in divers manners to the prophets, but in these last days have spoken to us in his Son. God is doing the talking. And I want to emphasize tonight that it is God doing the talking. Amen. And he's telling us about his Son. And if God is talking and telling us about his Son, we need to talk and we need to tell other people about Jesus. We're telling people, there's talk, there's people preaching and they're talking, but they're not preaching Jesus. But we must preach Jesus. And I thought as I studied this, I thought back to when I said before, I felt God spoke to me and said, I want you to preach more on Jesus. And I thought, well, I thought I've been doing that, but he wanted more. And I tell you, I believe that tonight. Now, of course, this refers to God's revelation of himself in the Old Testament. God in some dry times, the period in Genesis 12, right through to Malachi, God in divers manners before the Son was sent. Remember that there's 39 books in the Old Testament, and there's various parts and various books. There's a history, there's a genealogy, there's a religion, there's ordinance, there's spiritual expressions, there's prophecy. And God speak in various manners, sometimes by the Spirit, directly upon his servants, upon his prophets. Other times God speak through angels. Other times he took on him a theophany form. And we know that with Abraham, he took on him a theophany form. And he came to Abraham and he visited Abraham. And there was three of them came. Now that wasn't the Trinity. And some churches preach it was a Trinity, but it wasn't the Trinity. Because Abraham never said, my lords. He said, my Lord, singular. And Abraham discerned it. It was God and two angels. Amen. And the Lord stayed with Abraham. And the Lord stood with Abraham. And the Lord blessed Abraham. And the Lord said to Abraham, walk thou before me and be thy perfect frame, thy exceeding shield, and thy great reward. And the two messengers that was with them went on down to Sodom to bring Lot out of Sodom. Because, remember, Abraham, but a prophet, had prayed for Lot. That God would save Lot. And God would move on Lot. And even though Lot was down in Sodom, that the angels brought him out of Sodom and Gomorrah. So God can appear, and God did appear in the Old Testament many times. Let me read it for you just from Genesis quickly, 18 verse 1. And then 13 to 14, the brother put it up. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Verse 13, and the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I not surely bear a child which am old? Verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And verse 16, and the man rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and went with them to bring them on the way. And God here comes to Abraham in a theophany form, and it is God. And I want you to know that it's God tonight. I want you to know in this last church age that God has revealed to us the mystery of Melchizedek, who he was. And a lot of people haven't known who he was for years, but we know he was God. And we know the Bible says he had no father, he had no mother, he had no ascent, he had no descent. He was Almighty God. And he appears to Abraham. And he does something for Abraham that can't be done, but he does it. And I tell you, God can do something that can't be done, but he can do it. And the Bible says, what's impossible with man is possible with God. And Abraham's impossibility was He was married to the woman that couldn't have children because it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of children. She'd gotten too old and she'd never had children. She was barren. But God says to Abraham, Sarah shall conceive. And here God's telling him Sarah's going to conceive and she's too old and she's barren and she's never conceived up to now. How's she going to conceive? But God said it's going to happen. And I tell you, when God says it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And I'm telling you tonight through this Old Testament because I want you to see the way God speak in diverse manners. Many times the angel of the Lord, capital A, that's God, in that form appeared. He appeared in the Old Testament and he spoke. Other ways he spoke sometime, he conferred divine wisdom as Proverbs and Ecclesiastes tell us, sometimes through putting his words in the mouth of his prophets and sometimes through prophetic visions and prophetic dreams of the night. And we know in a man called Joseph, and Joseph not only could interpret a dream, but Joseph could tell you what you dreamed, even if you forgot it. Think of that this evening. Joseph could tell you your dream that you forgot. You could dream it and forget it, and Joseph was fit to tell it, even though they forgot it. And let's not forget God in the 20th century sent a wee man called William Branham, and he was fit to tell people what they dreamed, even when they forgot it. And I know there's a load of rubbish on the internet that condemns William Branham and all that. And I know there's a lot of rubbish in round a lot of churches about William Branham. But I believe that he himself was a true prophet of God. And we don't worship him, but we believe the God he served is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's still the same God. And I've noticed something. You see, these people on the internet that condemn, they're always condemning the supernatural. Always condemn the supernatural. And I tell you, that just brings you right up to Sarah and Abraham again and Jacob and Esau. And you come right up to Moses. And the Bible says that Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. There's a natural and there's a spiritual always. And they run right together. And the prophet of God said every revival will produce the natural and the spiritual. And there's going to be the natural around it. And there's going to be the spiritual around it. May God help us to be the spiritual. Amen. That we believe God. And I tell you, God has spoken in these last days by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, whom all things he made the worlds. And the person of a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Isn't it amazing that the infinite God would speak unto man, who came out of the dust and the ashes. And we come out of the dust and the ashes. Adam came out of the dust to the ground and God breathed in him. And he became a living nostril. And I want to make this point. And as I was reading this and I was sitting in the office, I believe God was talking to me. And hearing what God, I believe, was saying to me. He was saying, Tommy, this is the difference in my Son than any other prophet and any other man. And the difference is here in verse 2 that all things are made by him and all things are made for him, and he's the beginning, the creation of God. And there's no other prophet, there's no other man that you can read about that in the Bible. So there's no one can be compared to Jesus. And we have to lift him up. We have to lift him higher than any other name. His name's higher. We have to give him his respect. We have to give him his place. He's the head of the church. He's the center and the focus of our attention and our being. And everything we're going to ever accomplish and ever going to be able to do, it's only going to be through him, by his grace and by the Holy Spirit that came back in his name to empower the church to do, to continue the work that he began. Let me say this, and I wrote this speaking at the end of those days through the Son. It's superior to all other speaking, in my opinion. Even though God spoke through prophets and God moved in them prophets. But you see, this man's different because the fullness of God was in him. Amen. The fullness of God was in him. Let us look at these words speaking by his Son. What a great fact carries, this all carries right through the epistles. This carries this statement. refers to the Son and his incarnation and onwards. And John lets know who he really is. John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. Philip said, show us the Father and suffice us. And Jesus said, have I been with you so long, and do you not know me? He that have seen me have seen the Father. Why sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and he's in me? I tell you, you can't chop God up. There's one God. One God. God in the Old Testament above us. God in the New Testament with us in flesh. And God in this dispensation filling us with the Holy Ghost. But the same God the whole time. Not a different God. And I tell you, that's where it goes wrong when people start to talk to these false religions and they go to the Trinity. But I don't believe in a Trinity tonight. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but one God. One God. Not a Trinity of gods. Not three gods. When we get to heaven, we won't see three gods. We'll see one. And I tell you, God said to Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. And then Paul in the Corinthians says, you're baptized by one Spirit into one body. Praise God. God spoke indeed through the Old Testament writers, but this was before God speak unto us in his Son. It is God himself speaking here concerning his Son. And it is after the cross, after the resurrection, after the post-resurrection salutation of Christ, Psalms 110 verse 4. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And I want you to know that the Aaronic priesthood changed. The Aaronic priesthood, this priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, is superior to the Aaronic priesthood. Because the Aaronic priesthood was for a season, and then they brought in another priest because he died. But once this priest came, this is a continual priesthood. He doesn't die, he doesn't change, but this is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And after this man was offered up once and for all, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And when you read sitting down, that means the job's finished. Job is finished, and it's well done. The Son's also heir of all things, addressed as God, Lord, Creator, upholder of all things, also indeed a Son of Man. For as man, he is to be set over all things. There's no other man like this man that's going to be set. There's man that is over a lot of things, but this man's set over everything. I thought of Revelations when I thought of this. When nobody could take the book, but he had took the book. He was the only one worthy that title deed was given to him. He had the power of it. And I tell you, he's redeemed us. The devil's a squatter tonight. And Jesus Christ has marked his number. And his time's short. And I tell you, this earth, he's coming back. This earth's going to be redeemed. It's going to be changed. It's going to be burned. There's going to be a new heaven and earth. But the Lord's marked it. He's marked it. And the devil's going to be bound. It's going to be bound. Praise God. Look at Hebrews 2 verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. And I tell you, Christ tasted death for every single one of us. Do you know that we will not really ever die? This natural body, if the rupture doesn't take place, yes, it could go to the grave. But there's a sleep that the Bible talks about. Our death is a sleep because our soul cannot die, because we're born in the Spirit of God and we have within us eternal life tonight. And that life's because we have believed on the name of the only begotten Son of God. And he says, to them that believe upon his name, he gives power to become the sons of God. Power to become the sons of God. Thank God tonight we have a power. You said, brother, no power. That's a lie. You've got power tonight, sister. Brother, you have power tonight because you believed on the name. There's an inheritance for the name. There's power with the name. The name of Jesus. The devil hates this name. Oh, he wants you talking about somebody else, preaching about somebody else, and you'll get a lot of credit and a lot of big props in the back. But I'll tell you what, we need to preach Jesus.
Amen.
And here in Hebrews, it is the sun set before us. Verse 3 of Hebrews 1 again, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The message here given is God's message to the Hebrews. God has given a message to the Hebrews, and that message is Jesus Christ. That's his message. And I want to tell you, when Paul came, he preached Jesus Christ. And not only did Paul preach Jesus Christ, but Paul said this, that I might know nothing else amongst you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And for somebody to come and tell us what Paul brought wouldn't do us, that's Antichrist, because it's anti-word. Antichrist, because it's anti-word. Paul preached Christ. The message here given is God's message. John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. But please let me say this in this way in Hebrews. It is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that is God's message. He's God's voice. Jesus Christ is God's message, and he's God's voice. And I tell you, when Philip went down to the city of Samaria, the Bible says he preached Christ unto them. He preached Christ. What happened? Unclean spirits come out of many, crying out with loud voices. They cried out. The demons cried out because he preached Christ. There's a lot of people preaching today, but they're not preaching Christ. They're preaching another gospel, which is no gospel. For there's only one true gospel. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 5:12. He that hath the Son of life, and he that hath not the Son of God, have not life. There's only life in Jesus Christ. There's no life in a denomination. There's no life in any movement. There's no life in any organization. There's only life in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God's in him. And I tell you, it's him we need. You hear me tonight? I'm going to go further. Paul says, in him we move and live and we'll have our being. That's what Paul says. In him we live and move and have our being. Jesus Christ. It comes for everyone who has believed on the Lord Jesus Christ a moment when he hears. And every one of us, there was a moment when we heard him speak to us. And when God speaks to the heart, he speaks by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's what moves a man, what moves a woman. And God has spoken to us in his Son. John 6:65. He said, therefore said I unto you, that no man could come to me except it were given unto him of my Father. And I tell you, we cannot make man-made conversions. We cannot make conversions. We can get people to do things, but if the Spirit of God hasn't moved them, and they haven't been brought by the Lord, they'll never come. But God can bring them. God can move them. And God can certainly anoint a preacher. It's through the gospel preaching that people get saved. We know that. Matthew 11:27. All things are delivered unto me and my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son. And he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And I tell you, it's Jesus reveals God to you and me. It's through the Lord Jesus that God's revealed to us. Through the Lord Jesus. That's why when you have an organization that believes Jesus is a brother to Satan, they are antichrist. They could dress better than you and me. They could maybe live better than you and me. But they're lost as lost can be, because they've never had a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And while they just look at him as a man or a prophet, they're lost. For he's more than a man. He was a prophet. He was a man. But he's more than a man. And he's more than a prophet. Let me say it like old Spurgeon. He's a God man. Praise God. The presence of the Son comes steadily before us in the Bible, doesn't it? First the prophecy, Genesis 3:15, seed of the woman. The Bible foretells the coming of the Son, the seed of the woman, Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. It doesn't say a man with us, but he was a man. It's God with us. And I tell you, we need to know who we're working with tonight. We're working with the one that had power, that could form the heavens and the earth, that all things are made by. Not just with some man that's as weak as water, that's from the dust of the ground. But he's virgin born. Amen. Virgin born. Luke 1 and 35 says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. See then the angelic rapture. Song of the shepherds heard. Glory to God in the highest, the star, the company of the worshipmen. Wise men from the east to the voice from heaven. God showing super signs. Supernatural signs. Supernatural voice. And I tell you, this is a super sign. A virgin shall conceive. Do you hear me tonight? This is a super sign. That a virgin shall conceive. What the Bible spoke of. And God done it. And then after that super sign, when a virgin shall conceive, when Jesus Christ come forth, it was a supernatural voice that followed that supernatural sign. And this man was supernatural. He wasn't a normal man. He could walk on the water. He could raise the dead. He could open the blinded eyes. He could cleanse a leper. And then Hebrews 13 and 8 says, he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. And he says, whatsoever you pray in my name, you can have it. Amen. He's the same tonight. 2 Peter 1:17 says, receive from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice from his excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He took the cup of the Father's hand, laying down his life at Calvary. He took it. All the wrath of God was laid on him. All our sins were laid on him. All our iniquities were laid on him. And by his stripes, his wound, we are healed. And the final word in John 20:17 says this. Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and to your God. And I tell you, when you've got Jesus, you've got the real God. When you've got Jesus, you're not looking for God. You've got God. You've got the real God, for there's one God. Amen. I want us to look at this for a moment. All things created through him. Colossians 1:16, for by him are all things created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things created by him and for him. He made them all. He made them all. Show me another man that can do that. You can't. The devil cannot be put on the same plane or level as Jesus, because he is a created being. And he has a time when he began, and he's going to have a time when he'll finish. But Jesus Christ was in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. He's a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. All things are made by him and for him. So he made the devil. He made the devil. Let me turn you over to Proverbs. Here's a wonderful verse or two in Proverbs 8:25. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest parts of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of the deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment. When he appointed the foundation of the earth. Verse 30. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth. And my delight were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. He's before everything, isn't he? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We find God's plan also for the future in Ephesians. And I'm closing in a moment, Ephesians 1:9-10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. And I tell you, you can see people and they're zealous and they're dressed right and they look right, but what they're believing is absolutely false. And you remember that we're living in the last days. And Jesus warns us there'll be false prophets and false Christs. And he tells us that the devil is transformed as an angel of light, but he's false. And we're in the hours, brothers and sisters, where you have to give them the word test. Is it what the Bible says? When pastors say, it doesn't matter how you baptize somebody. When the Bible tells us in Acts 2:38, repent ye there for every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Not three titles. Acts 2:38. It's not work of the three titles. But Acts 2:38 is a fulfillment of Matthew 28. The name of the Father is the Lord. The name of the Son is Jesus. And Christ the Holy Ghost. The Lord Jesus Christ. And there's not one scripture, not one scripture, for any apostle of Christ ever baptized saying titles, but he always did it in the name. He did it in the name. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, I've given you the keys of the kingdom. That's the name, is the keys. I want to tell you, through that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I tell you, I know so many people, and they knew the truth. They know the truth. And then because of popularity, that truth slips away. It slips away. And they become settled. And they'll almost defend things that they once would not have defended because they know it's not scripture. I want to tell you tonight that the only person in the Godhead is the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to know that God became a person in Christ. But before that, he's a supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. He has no beginning, he's no ending. Ever before he was known as God, he was a self-existent one. I tell you, he's Almighty God. Philippians 2:10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and things under the earth. He's coming for his people. He's coming for his people. And I tell you, it's important that we are saved, but it's also important we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't let somebody hoodwink you to tell you you're saved now. Settle yourself down. Saved and stuck, I call it. I tell you, it's great to be saved, but let's go on with God. Let's go on with God and let's be filled with the Holy Ghost and our oils in the lamp. It's catching up to hand. Jesus Christ is coming again. You know, I was saying to John this morning, my son, one of the days before we left, he had to go and clip sheep. And he's able to clip about 200 sheep in a day, 70 and around. I don't know how long that takes your time, but they only had about 200 sheep, and there's three of them. And he never come home until about 6 o'clock. And I said to him, what took you so long clipping them 200 sheep? And he says, Dad, they were hard to clip. Them sheep were hard to clip. And he said the clippers kept breaking because they were so hard to clip them sheep. And I says, why was a sheep so hard to clip? Because he said there was no oil on the wool. Because there was no oil in the wool, it was hard to clip them. And I tell you, there's a lot of sheep today and there's no oil in the wool. And they need clipping, but they're hard to clip. Because there's no oil. But I tell you, we need oil. We need oil in the wool. May the Lord give us oil. Let us remind ourselves this evening that this is the doctrine of Jesus. Amen. That he preached that the midnight cry came and they went out to meet the bridegroom. There was 5 wise and 5 foolish, and 5 had oil and 5 had no oil. And only those that had the oil went in, and the oil is the Holy Spirit. And we need the Holy Spirit to go in. And I tell you, when the rapture takes place, only those that saved and sealed are going. There's going to be a lot of people left behind. And we're not going to be worrying about what car we're driving, or how big our house is, or what we own or what we do. It's like our brother John said in his own testimony, we're going to be took. The Bible says it was taken. And they didn't know where he was. He was taken. Amen. Taken. I was thinking in the airport. We were waiting on to get a plane and I had to go to the bathroom. Sharon and them was getting ready to board the plane. And I thought to myself, what would happen if I was took now? They'd never see me again. Wouldn't they wonder where I went? Hopefully they'd be going as well. But I want you to think of it, brother, this evening. You could be took, and people you know mightn't go. And they're not going to know where you went, because you've been took. You're leaving. We put so much emphasis on a place we're leaving, and very little emphasis on a place we're going to for all eternity. May God help us to reverse that. That we may put the emphasis on the right place. And we might not have many treasures down here, but we have treasures for neither moth nor rust can corrupt, laid up in heaven. Let's stand our feet tonight. Praise God. The Lord bless you for listening this evening. Let's come and bow our heads tonight. If you need prayer, we're going to pray again. Prayer changes things. Lift your hand up if you need prayer tonight. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Whatever your need is, listen. Abraham prayed according to his need. He said, shall this be the heir? And God said, no. And Abraham prayed. And God said, Abraham, I am thy exceeding shield and thy great reward. I want to tell you tonight, God can work out for you something supernatural, even financially. You might be needing provision tonight. God can do it. And you might, maybe somebody's blessed you before and you're thinking they haven't sent anything. God might use them. God could use somebody else that you never thought about. But he's no respecter of persons. Your source is not whoever done it for you. Your source is God. And your source is unlimited. Unlimited. God can do that which is impossible with man. Heavenly Father, I thank you tonight that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, forgive us our doubts and our unbelief. Fill us with faith. And we know that faith cometh by hearing by the word of God. Father, I pray for a sister in this room right now. Lord, that you'll supernaturally give her the provision in Jesus' name. Grant it. Bless her. Strengthen her. I rebuke the devil over her and over her home tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray for every hand that's raised in this house. Father, that you'll meet every single need in the name of Jesus Christ. From beyond the island tonight, from my own sister, I pray again. I'm asking you again. Have mercy on them. Touch them. Heal them and deliver them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the hand of God come upon them in a mighty way. Transform them. Renew them. Strengthen them. Lord, if you could do it for Sarah under an old covenant, and you've spoken to us through your Son under a new covenant, a superior covenant, and you said whatsoever we ask in your name, we can have it. Grant it, Lord, that you'll touch your people, prosper them, bless them, add to your church such as should receive him. Help us as sheep to have oil. Oh God, cause your oil to come upon us. Cause your oil to run over us and through us and in us and upon us. The oil of God, the Holy Spirit coming upon your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father, for this week, give your people strength and courage. Bless them. Be with them. We acknowledge you in all our ways. And we know you will direct our paths. We thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isn't God good? Praise God. God is good. Praise God. We'll be back Thursday night, and there's a couple from America. They're over here in the south. I'm not sure when they got in, maybe yesterday or something. And they maybe be here on Thursday night. But whether they're here or not, I'm not sure. They're traveling around just for a holiday from America. I don't know them really. But they've contacted me. And I think they're going to be staying with Sharon's Auntie Anna for a while as well. So may the Lord bless them. May the Lord bless each one of you. There's Brother Mark comes. God bless you.
Well, we'll sing 655 in the redemption. Wonderful love that rescued me, sunk deep in sin, guilty and vile as I could be, no hope within. When every ray of light had fled, O glorious day, raising my soul from out the dead, love found a way. Amen.
Wonderful love that rescued me, sunk deep in sin, guilty and vile as I could be, no hope within. Every ray of light that fled, oh glorious day, raising my soul from out the dead, love found a way. Love found a way to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord to the cross of shame. Love found a way. Oh, praise His holy name. Savior here to die on Calvary. For such a sinful wretch as I, how can it be? Lord, bridge the gulf twixt me and heaven, taught me to pray. I am redeemed, set free, forgiven, love found no way. Love found a way to redeem my soul. Love found a way that could make me whole. Love sent my Lord to the cross of shame. Love found a way. Oh, praise its holy name. Open wide the gates of life to hands of me, where an eternal from death.